see their crying boy. Brings to mind all the things I told you one time. I told you she'd hurt you and leave more regret and more heartache than you could ever forget. So sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, boy, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. Took her from me, you thought you'd found the woman to build your whole world around. I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't see. She'd leave you for someone the way she did me. Now sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, son, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. Yes, I know what you're going through, and I feel for you.
Now, wow. Hello, hello. Sorry about that. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. That was I Want to Be Your Dog by Iggy Pop and the Stooges, the first song off of their debut record, self-titled, which came out in 1969. And now it is 107, and that was the first song of Welcome to the Machine with Matthew Handsman. We got 2 hours of great tunes with very little interruptions. We've got a great show for you guys tonight, so keep it tuned to this station, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. And without further ado, let's keep it going with a little bit of the Emotions. You guys are going to recognize this classic. Here we go.
You bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Call me only for me.
so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. While you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
All right, and that was Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Our House off of their self-titled album. I think it was their second release. Fantastic, fantastic record, and I'll be remiss, excuse me, for not including the final member of that group, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. How could I forget one of my favorite artists of all time, Neil Young? Absolutely legendary. That was Our House. Such a beautiful, peaceful song. I love the vocal harmonies in the bridge when they're all singing together, and I just love that melody. It was beautifully written. I think that was written by Graham Nash. And then before that was The Emotions with Best of My Love. Not exactly sure what album that was on, or I'm not really too familiar with The Emotions discography other than that song, which is an absolute classic, really great from the disco era, really nice soulful sound, and once again I love the breakdown in that song. And then, like I said earlier, the first track you heard was I Want to Be Your Dog by Iggy and the Stooges. Absolutely timeless, that song. Really raunchy. It was, I mean, part of the reason I think it's such a timeless recording is because of how ahead of its time it was when it came out in 1969. That was one of the pioneering songs of the harder punk rock movement that would be ushered in the 70s. In 1969, you know, the hardest rock that was out there was, you know, Zeppelin and The Who and The Stones, which are all pioneers and amazing, amazing, amazing bands, but, you know, they weren't exactly as hard as rock would get. You know, they were the pioneers. They were the first ones to really do it harder, and then when the Stooges came out in 69, they really blew the roof off the whole thing, and they took it to a new level with that piercing, sharp keyboard note that just repeats itself through the whole track, and that blistering guitar solo. It's so dirty, and I mean, that's a fantastic track, and Iggy's vocals are just so plain-spoken, and he seems so unassuming, and he's just I don't know what the word is, just very very intense and very hollowed out. And then so that was a good start to the show, and it is now 1:15, so we got a lot more tunes coming your way. What I got for you guys next is in line of also some more hard stuff, we got the Buzzcocks, who are a punk band out of the UK around in the 70s. And this is their song with a very interesting title. So here we go with Orgasm Addict. Enjoy.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you still keep a beat and you meet to pulp, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict.
cooling, man.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever called and asked you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again. Wu-Tang Clan coming at ya. Watch your step, kid. Watch your step, kid. So set it off.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. When I get you flipping off the shit, I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grabbed the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
What crap, my nut gets screwed. Ow! Here comes my Shaolin style. True, B-A-B-B-Y-U. To my crew with the
Yeah. Come on, baby, come on.
Old dirty bastard, get ready.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man, you with the worst. I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat bucket stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Cam, you can't slam, don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with a stash, ain't saying gas. Bite my style, I bite your motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejected styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's Morgan, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats, rap was a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I come with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, your fuck pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the f*** you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stole with the holy roll, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f*** chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one dare. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The Wu is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sinning like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors. They're scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck. The best protect your neck.
Ooh yeah.
and the right. Cha-cha children must unite. Oh, life is worth much more than gold. We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
And we're jamming in the name of the Lord.
We're jamming.
In Mount Zion, it rules all creation.
Yeah, we're jamming. Pop you our war. We're jamming.
See, I wanna jam it with you.
We're jamming.
Can't resist, so jam by my side.
We're jamming,
jamming, jamming, jamming.
I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too.
We're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming,
we're jamming, we're jamming,
jamming.
And that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jammin' off of their album Exodus. Bob Marley, what else can be said about him that hasn't been said before? An absolute musical legend, a pioneer of the reggae movement. I mean, his music is like scripture. It sounds like it's something out of the Bible, honestly. I feel like watching him and the Wailers perform live, like back in the 70s during their peak, would have been like a spiritual experience. Like that would be one of, I mean, I can't say that Bob Marley is like one of my top 5 or 10 artists of all time. I mean, he's close. He's definitely like in the top 20, but he's definitely like in the top 5 of who, like, I would have, if I could see anyone live, Bob Marley would be like right at the top of that list. I think he would just put on such a beautiful, spiritual, amazingly powerful show. I think that would have just been so cool to see them in their heyday. And then before that was the Wu-Tang Clan, whom anyone that listens to the show probably knows I'm very fond of. And that was them with Protect Your Neck off of their first album, Enter the 36 Chambers. Absolutely classic hip-hop record. And that's one of the best songs off that record. And I think what makes Wu-Tang just so amazing, minus the fact that each and every single member is an absolutely fantastic rapper with a great flow and a distinctive voice, I think what makes them so amazing is they're really laid back, but also at the same time hardcore and heavy kind of style. It gives it a feel that they're all just kind of like on the streets in like a rap battle or like a cypher, and each one is kind of just feeding off the other's rhymes, and they're all like stepping in and taking the mic from each other, and like it's just each one is better than the last, but they're all so spectacular, and it's just got a really great kind of free-flowing, energetic, youthful, it's very untampered with and very organic, which I think is what's the best thing about the Wu, minus the fact that they're just all amazing MCs. And then, like I said earlier, before that was the Buzzcocks with Orgasm Addict, off of their famous album Singles Going Steady from the late 70s. So yeah, it is now the half hour of 1, which means 1:30. Sorry, that was a weird way to put that. But we've got a lot more great tunes coming your way. Just a little preview what we got coming. We've got some Patti Smith, we've got the Velvet Underground, we've got the Talking Heads, we've got Notorious B.I.G., we've got the Beach Boys, the Strokes, the Beatles, Neil Young, the Ramones. We've got so many different artists coming your way, so many great tunes. So keep it tuned in to WMFO 91.5. This is Matthew Hansman with Welcome to the Machine, and we're going to get you going with some more songs right away. But before I do that, I'm going to read you a quick PSA. Wow, that was a cool rhyme. Okay, So, numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. This has been a public service announcement from 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. Yeah, so think about that, guys, the next time you pour your next drink. So without further ado, here is some Parliament Funkadelic with One Nation Under a Groove. Let's get this going.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe. My way out of my constriction.
and Patti Smith.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. Money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet and then take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, train, roll, train, roll, roll, train, train. When we dream it, when we dream it, when we dream it.
Classic, classic Velvet Underground, rock and roll.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Station, you know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
It was all right.
Hey, baby, you know it was all.
Thank you.
It's alright now, and 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 it
All right, and that was the Talking Heads with This Must Be the Place off of one of their last albums entitled Speaking in Tongues. The Talking Heads were a revolutionary group, part of both, you know, they were instrumental to both the punk scene of the late 70s and the new wave Afrobeat ethnic world music scenes of the 80s. I mean, they were truly versatile, and their catalog spans across various different genres and continents in terms of the influences behind it, and they were a truly, truly special group. Very ahead of their time, but also perfectly fitting for their time. They captured it beautifully. And then before that was another band that was extremely ahead of their time, the Velvet Underground, with Rock and Roll off of their last of their four records, which is entitled Loaded. All four of the records that the Velvet Underground made were absolute masterpieces. Each one has something very distinct about it that the other three didn't. And they all possess beautiful, unique attributes. And they're just, and I mean, beyond that, they all just sound freaking fantastic. I mean, you have the Velvet Underground and Nico, which is one of the most classic art rock albums ever made. I mean, that cover is iconic with the Andy Warhol banana, and the songs are even more iconic with Sunday Morning, Heroin, Venus and Furs. Just too many classic tracks on that record. Beautiful, beautiful art rock record, and it kind of ushered in the whole decade that awaited it in the 1970s. And then you have White Light, White Heat, which is a pioneering hard punk rock album. It's probably the hardest rock album that had come out prior to that. It was so ahead of its time and just so avant-garde, and they were already avant-garde with Velvet Underground and Nico. They were like very artsy and avant-garde, and they just totally took, like, they turned people on their heads. They flipped it all upside down with the next one, which was just even more intense and just mind-blowing, and just kind of left your head spinning. You were just like, what's going on here? These guys are so experimental. I can't process this. And then you've got their self-titled album, excuse me, which is just very calm, relaxing, folksy. It's got a very tranquil vibe to it. It showed that they had a much softer side, but the quality of the song didn't diminish one bit. I mean, that sometimes I feel like is my favorite Velvet Underground album, their self-titled one. And then you've got Loaded, which is just an absolutely classic rock record. I mean, it showed that they could also just craft fabulous, fabulous, unforgettable pop songs, just ingrain themselves into your memory and just never let go. And that song, that album is, coincidentally enough, loaded with hit singles like Who Loves the Sun and Rock and Roll, like you just heard, and Sweet Jane, and I Found a Reason. It's killer from start to finish, excuse me. And then before that was Patti Smith from her classic debut album Horses with Free Money, which is a very seminal punk. It's kind of a punk pioneer for punk album, and she was very influential, rightfully so. She made great music. And then before that was Todd Rundgren with Hello, It's Me from his classic record Something Anything. So, the clock is just about to strike two, so I think it is a perfect time for me to read you guys a little poem. So, I wrote this poem, actually I've been writing it tonight while I've been here doing the show, while the song's been playing. So, it's a short poem, not too long, and it is entitled, I haven't actually thought of a title yet, but I'm going to call it Horses, because I just played a song from Patti Smith's Horses. So, here it goes. Horses, horses, horsage on a, excuse me, I'll start that again. Horses, horses, horses on a pilgrimage to the sun, for their farmlands are in wasteland and ramshackles. And